every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose? Your daily dose of radio rehab, because you know we need those strategies.
Boy, I'm scooting around and I'm ready.
You've been scooting around all day. That's a whole different story. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And we got some special stuff going on here today, don't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got brand new neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Not at our home, but
at our office
yeah. home, our business home.
Our second home.
It feels like home sometimes. But we've got some brand new neighbors, and it's a brand new company that's opening up here, has opened,
mm-hmm.
in the Shreveport area. It's called Mobility City.
Mm-hmm.
We fix wheelchairs and scooters and more. What do you need? Do you need chairs? Do you need wheelchairs? We've got all kinds of things to talk about today.
Absolutely.
I even wonder if they have sock putter owners.
You know, that is the technical term. That's what I've been told.
Yeah,
sock putter owners.
Folks, we were on the way here, and Lauren says, I wonder if they have, what do you call them?
They're sock putter owners.
Yeah, well, I think Jeff and Jordan and Daniel will.
Maybe they have a fancier term than sock putter owners.
Probably, I don't know that they have them, but they can probably tell us more info. And they have other things that would be, perhaps helpful.
Absolutely. And I'm always willing to learn. And I think this is an incredible place that we need.
I've already had fun, scooting around all over the mm-hmm. place because they were, when we got here to set up, there were customers here and they were still, kind of helping folks as
right.
they do. And so I got a chance
to... We got free access to the chairs.
Well, their back was turned. They didn't see what we were doing,
Don't tell them I run into you a few times.
I won't tell them. Folks, we're going to talk about Mobility City today. You're going to want to hear this. Jeff and Jordan and Daniel are with us. We'll introduce you to them in just a moment. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors, the Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing,
roof, roof.
And Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment, we're at Mobility City, 1820 East 70th in Shreveport. We'll be right back with Strategies for Living. Welcome into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now our life strategist, Jeff and Jordan and Daniel. I don't know if we told you were going to officially be life strategist. So Jeff Jajura is the owner of Mobility City, 1820 East 70th Street in Shreveport. Jeff, welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome absolutely. Man, welcome to the neighborhood. Yeah, and we're so glad that you guys have done this. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, we're walking out to our car. Yeah, and next thing you know, you guys come up to us and say, what the heck is a Mobility City?
Yeah.
And it sounds like we can maybe use that in our strategies.
Yeah, and you said, strategies, what?
Yeah.
So let's introduce our other life strategist. Jordan Jarjura is co-owner and store manager. Jordan, welcome to Strategies.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, we were actually, the morning that you approached me, I was talking to Dad, and I said, you know, it'd be amazing to do a radio show, and then y'all walked right
and
up.
Here we go.
Here's the radio show.
There's an artwork in our office, the office that Lauren and I share, and someone made it for me, and it's a chair actually, and it says there are no coincidences, and it's a very proud piece in my office, in our office. And I truly believe that. There are no coincidences. So here you are. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And we've also got Daniel Rintero with us. He is the lead technician here at Mobility City.
Hey.
Jeff, welcome.
How's it going?
Yeah, they're doing good, Daniel. And so you keep all, you're the guy that keeps everything moving and grooving when repairs need to be made and things need to be built, huh?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, you know, Jeff and Jordan are better than me in every single way, but when they really, really need something fixed.
How much did you pay him?
Yeah, there you go. I like this.
We don't pay him enough.
He keeps us all together.
Jordan, too.
All right. So, Jeff, this is a unique Mobility City, and we'll hold some pictures up to the radio so everybody can see us, you know, and see what. But you've got full power lift reclining chairs. You've got, it's just what the name says, Mobility City. Mm-hmm. So you've got everything from the scooters, and I was having a lot of fun when you guys were tied up and your back was turned.
A little too much fun. I almost had to pull you off there.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Getting a speeding ticket.
How did you decide to come up to do this?
Yeah. Well, I was in healthcare my whole life, and you know, selling just systems and analytics systems and claims processing systems and all the impersonal things that happens behind the scenes.
Mm. Sure.
We would also talk about, you know, to the client, how much benefit the patient would get because of all of our slick technology.
Right.
Right.
You know, I was like 4 or 5 degrees of separation from the end patient.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this seemed to be something, number one, I wanted to be my own boss. I was just done with corporate America.
Right. Right. Right.
And number two, I wanted to have an impact. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, getting to see the impact that we're having on the end patient is just, that's something I hadn't been exposed to. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize, I underestimated how fulfilling it was going to be, actually.
And I'm sure it's just, it hadn't even, it's just begun.
It's just started.
It's just starting.
Because when was grand opening?
Yeah, grand opening was this Saturday.
Yeah, it's past weekend.
Wow.
Past weekend.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And I know so far, I've seen the cars in the parking lot because we're next door neighbors, you know. And so I know a lot of people must be coming in going, wow, you know, I've never seen anything like this.
Just to walk in, at least to visit and see this mural. Okay. Yeah. Because this mural is awesome.
Yeah.
I assumed it was leftover, but it's,
because there was a golf shop in here before. And we would wave at the folks at the golf shop. But this mural is something else. You had it. You guys had it done. Yeah. You commissioned it, huh?
And I'm going to go ahead and credit Jordan and Daniel for this and finding the local artist, because when I asked the Mobility City franchise, one of the key things is their showroom.
Right.
They want the racetracks, and they don't want it to look like a typical durable medical equipment store.
Right.
And for each city they're in, they actually have a mural to capture the essence of wherever they are.
Mm.
So I had tasked Jordan and Daniel to look for a local artist, and you guys take it from there.
Yeah, so we met up with Kadavian Baylor. He's a local Shreveport artist. And I had said, didn't give him a ton of guidance. I said, we're new to Shreveport. We want, you know, to capture the essence.
We want the essence of the city.
Yes, exactly. So he really just took it and ran with it. I've never been more excited about it. It's actually the one thing that most people comment on when they walk in. So it's a huge, huge job for him.
I mean, you know, we've got it all. You've got the music. You've got the
Elvis
looking guy. You got
the Air Force base.
The Air Force, but you got the balloon. Lauren and I got to go up a couple of years ago and took one of the balloon rides. You know,
at 4 a.m.
Let me tell you something. Shreveport's underestimated, in my opinion.
Amen.
I've traveled all over the United States.
Amen,
Jeff. I'm
telling
you something right now.
Yeah.
When we were doing this mural, number one, I had no idea that the Louisiana Hayride was here, right? So you had Elvis, Johnny Cash.
Birthplace of
Hank Williams. This is where they said Elvis
where they started, right?
Yeah. Left the building,
But, you know, add on top of that, Barksdale Air Force Base.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Which is a huge need, the VA community.
Sure.
We're looking to engage with them.
Sure.
I had no idea that there was a balloon festival.
Yep.
And
quite a big one, too.
Yeah, not to mention, you know, I mean, the entertainment, the casinos under the river, it's, you know, it's foundational to the entertainment here in Shreveport.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Frankly, you know, Daniel and I, we were driving across the bridge the other day, and, like, we were looking at each other going,
this place is incredible.
Yeah.
The culture that we find in Shreveport is just so beautiful. It's all so welcoming, inviting, and we're really happy and excited to be a part of this.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you.
We are so glad you're here.
So when we... when I decided to open Mobility City, we didn't know where we were going to go.
Right.
And we did some market research, but not a lot.
Right.
And it just felt right to be Shreveport.
Yep.
So, but I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to get to where I need to be.
Right.
Just hiring an employee who just wants to work 9 to 5. So
right.
I was really trying to encourage these guys, and I don't know what I said to do it, but they decided to drop their lives in Houston, Texas, and move out here to Center, Texas, where we live.
Right.
And, And so I just remember, and you tell the story from your perspective, because when they were like, well, I don't know, we don't want to leave the city. I mean, they're young.
Young, up-and-coming professionals. You can't get, you know, and it's so refreshing to hear... Daniel, you say, you know, that Shreveport is, you're coming from Houston.
Yeah.
And you're excited about Shreveport. I love that.
See, the way that we first thought about it was, being from Houston, we didn't want to leave the glitz and the glamour and the mass metropolis of Houston.
Sure.
And, you know, there, and you said the word professional, which, not to put us under blast, but I think that neither of us really were. I think that both of us were at a point in our lives where we really wanted to get into a lifestyle to have a career.
Yes.
A real career. Something that can foster a family and lay down the groundwork for us to build something on top of.
Right.
And she was working for the Federal Reserve Bank. I was a bartender. And we had a good, long, hard talk about what we really want for the future. Mm. And so one fateful night, we just decided, let's do it.
Yeah, let's make the jump.
And I don't look back at all.
That makes you, whether you know it or not, that truly makes you
life strategist.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we just have to look at you look at all that's in front of you, and then you say, let's make the jump, you know.
All right, but let's keep it 100, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
I can't say that they were totally excited about Center Texas is one thing. Shreveport, they really didn't know what to expect.
Right.
So I remember they went out one night to explore Shreveport, and they're the best at finding dive bars and, you know, those little locals-only places.
Sure. Yeah.
And they came back so excited about what Shreveport had to offer as a nightlife.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so encouraging. Maybe they will be happy.
Yeah.
Jury's still out.
You know, with all going on here, and you know, and again, you mentioned the casinos. You know, with the casinos, of course we're not Houston, Texas.
No, by no means.
But there's something going on. If you want to find something 24/7 in Shreveport, you can do that with the casino, industry that's here.
What we found that I really enjoyed about Shreveport is the culture and community that's here. It's not so big as Houston, and that's perfectly okay. I actually almost prefer it that way, that when you meet someone, you see them again, and you have a rapport. And now when we go back to that little dive bar, we know them.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. We yeah.
Talk and to they them. Know you and everybody yeah. knows you. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But everybody yeah. in Shreveport seems to want to help each other, be there for each other. You know, that's just what I've seen so far.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy to be a part of that community and actually kind of make an impact in it as well.
I mean, yeah. I think that's the thing. I think, you know, again, Shreveport is big enough.
Call
that
it
offers
the biggest small town in the world.
Yeah, that's exactly one right. of the things that people have said. Yeah. It's the biggest small town in the world. And but, you know, it has Shreveport has so much to offer. And I think we Shreveporters, we Shreveport, Bossier City, Hot Knights, whatever you want to call us, we need to be reminded. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to be reminded often.
So you needed some outside perspective. To
yeah,
we do.
To come in and remind us
to
what
be,
we have.
Yeah, to be thankful for what we truly do have. And I think that as you guys, you know, get more and more into the life of the community, the life of the city, you'll enjoy, you know, you'll have much, many more stories.
Yeah.
To tell.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we are broadcasting from Mobility City. Now, don't run out here right now. Mobility City is at 1820 East 70th Street. Don't run out here right now because the door's locked. But you can come tomorrow. You can come first thing tomorrow. We'll tell you more about them when we come back. They're at 1820 East 70th Street in Shreveport. Most everybody knows where the 70th Street post office is. So it's not right across the street, but kind of catacornered across the street from the 70th Street post office. Mobility City, 1820 East 70th Street in Shreveport. Talking to Jeff and Jordan and Daniel. Got much more to tell you. Stay right where you are. More strategies coming back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there, looking for hope and peace to spare, looking for strategies, strategies for living.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We are at Mobility City, 1820 East 70th Street in Shreveport. Today we're with Jeff Jarjura, Jordan Jarjura, and Daniel Rentera, and they have decided to come together and bring this wonderful, wonderful business to the Shreveport, Bossier City area. And Jeff, you obviously did your due diligence. You did your research. Mobility City is who you decided to go with. But I'm sure as you looked around, there's multiple franchises that you could have brought into the area. Why did you choose Mobility City, and what makes it stand out? What makes it different from the others in town?
Sure. So I started trying to figure out what market was going to be most sustainable, and I don't think it's a mystery to anyone that our population is aging.
Right.
Right. We're not getting any healthier.
Right.
Hopefully we're turning that around soon.
Right.
And like I said before, I want to make an impact on, so it was either Mobility City or some type of franchise in that space, or mosquito control,
Okay.
Garage renovation.
Right.
And I needed something where I didn't have to be that skilled.
Right.
Too much. And that we weren't going to need a ton of employees to be able to scale.
Right.
And so, and I saw this, and Vinny Barata is the old owner of Mobility City Holdings in Boca Raton, Florida, with Diana.
Now, there's Barata. 50-plus locations all around the country, right?
Yeah, and this represents Vinny's vision. It was like he had been in the durable medical equipment business for 40 years. Mm. And, you walk into the stores, and he was sick of the gray, the drab.
Right.
And he said, I'm going to just want to make this fun.
Yeah.
And he saw a gap in the market and a need for in the market. Basically, very few people fix them.
Right.
Fix scooters, fix the wheelchairs.
You guys do.
They'll fix what they sell.
Yeah.
But they won't fix anything else.
Anything, yeah.
Right? So we're actually getting it, not to get off the topic here, but we're actually getting referrals from mechanic shops.
Wow.
Because
wow.
people are trying to figure out where to take their scooter to get fixed.
Right.
And I also wanted to choose a location where it was the best of both worlds. We had the population to support, but also there was a need, especially around the other parts of Shreveport Metro, where we start getting into more rural areas.
Right.
And so, being in the healthcare business for about 25 years, I recognize that there is an inequity, especially in the rural areas.
Right.
So the underserved community had always been on the back of my mind that, we need to take some of these services out to the folks that need them.
Right.
But, we've been up to Nashville, Arkansas. We get a lot of folks calling us from Arkansas.
Yeah.
And we'll make the trip. Daniel and I have spent a lot of time in the van.
Oh, yeah.
You are learning the Arklatex.
Yeah.
Truly.
And that's what they call this area in every sense. But we are, biggest small town in the world, but our metro area, if you will, with the three states, Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, touching. You've got kind of a metro area of a million people or so, that's no small thing.
Our first ever customer actually came from Texarkana.
Mm-hmm.
He had drove with his mom 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Because he found our showroom wasn't open yet. And he had drove with his mom 2.5 hours to buy a lightweight wheelchair for her.
Wow.
And
that blows me away, the variety in here of the scooters, from very durable. I mean, it looks like, to the lightweight. I was playing around in one of the lightweight, and then the chairs and the walkers and the lift chairs. I mean, the what's in here is amazing. You have packed to the gills, Jeff and Jordan and Dan. You've got this place packed.
Yeah. In a way that's still accessible.
Yeah.
We had to fill the space somehow, but we love every single modality that we carry. Those lift chairs are awesome, and we like to partner with the best. That's, I think, what the biggest thing is. Hopefully you won't have to repair these items that you buy from us, but if you do, we're there.
Right. Yeah, you stand behind what you sell.
Absolutely.
Well, we fix them.
Absolutely.
Right? So we don't want to sell stuff that's going to break down every five minutes.
Right.
And we write a warranty on there, so we'd be giving a lot of free service if we sold unreliable stuff.
And one of the things that shocked me, I don't do thankfully, I don't need a whole lot of this kind of stuff yet. Now I know where to go, when and if I do. However, through radio and through, my counseling, I've had some exposure, plus family.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that struck me as I walked in today to Mobility City, and by the way, folks, it's 1820 East 70th Street in Shreveport. If you want to check it out online, mobilitycity.com, Shreveport, LA, mobilitycity.com. But if you pull it up, it should get you to the right place, which is Shreveport, Louisiana, mobilitycity.com. As I walked in and started looking around, everything is, again, set up so, wonderfully, where you can look at everything is owned, so you can test it and play with it, experience it. But the prices shocked me in a very good way. I mean, I don't know, again, you're coming in and knowing, okay, you want more mobility. You want a mobile chair.
Which is truly priceless.
Which is priceless.
To be able to move in that way.
But to see the prices that are very clearly marked on each product, mm-hmm. and the descriptions and the prices, that blew me away, Jeff, Jordan, and Daniel. That, again, you can get the quality, but it seems to me very, very reasonably priced. Mm-hmm. Is that one of the deals with Mobility City?
Well, I'm a stinky negotiator. So I just like to, you're not going to find it less for online.
Yeah.
And I think the service that we offer and the value differentiation of us being the local throat to choke is key, and the fact that we're going to stand behind them. So a lot of times what will happen is it's a very high incidence of return, mm-hmm. on these items.
Right.
And because people, once they get it, they'll order it online. It looks cool.
Right.
Online.
Yeah. Right.
They get it and they hate the way it drives.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, but now they're stuck with $1,000 piece of equipment that's not really going to meet their needs.
Right.
So coming on in here and checking them out and, going around that racetrack. I mean,
there is a racetrack here.
Yeah. There's a couple of racetracks. And just even seeing you guys playing around with them before we started the show, it brings a smile to our face. I mean, it's just fantastic.
Well, and not to mention, we kind of walked in on the tail end of you working with a customer.
Yes.
And just to see, the passion and the care that you have in interacting with people and the knowledge that you bring and able to direct them into what would fit best.
I underestimated the impact that we would be having. Like selling scooters, it seems fun, right? Selling power, it's fun. Yeah. But for the folks that come in here, mm-hmm. it's a change of life. And they're just the gaining of independence. And we talk, it's very strategic too. It's a very strategic conversation. I mean, sometimes people come in here looking for a scooter, but they're really, what they really need is a chair.
Right.
And so, how do you gently kind of represent that idea,
right?
Mm-hmm. Introduce these different options. But Daniel and I, we've been to like the bed delivery we went to that other day, where or the some of your VA work that you've done.
Yeah, we really get to see exactly how our care goes into making somebody's life better. Mm-hmm. Where one need may be met, but because they do it in an alternative method, sometimes people are left lacking in other areas. Well, like what you were saying is sometimes a piece of equipment isn't what they need. Mm-hmm. That's where we come in, and we do our best to guide them in the right direction.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I was having a conversation with an old lady that came in here, and I think a lot of folks come in here, they have a hard time accepting that their level of mobility isn't what they think it is.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we had a good conversation, but I ended up talking to her son. Mm-hmm. And, him and I were able to have a conversation without her in earshot.
Right.
Right.
And so went back and I said, hey, miss, your son and I talked. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I just wish y'all would just let me get what I want. Like the roles were reversed. She looked like the little kid and we looked at the parents.
Yeah.
And so I turned to her and I said, we know what's good. We know what's good for you.
Yeah.
And she laughed. But a lot of times. But then we'll go to a house and, you can tell whoever's living there was really struggling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had limited mobility, couldn't clean their house. And just going into those environments or seeing the severely disabled vets and, we have to fix their scooter. Well, without their scooter or wheelchair, I mean, their life, they're just stationary.
Yeah. And
so you make house calls. Mm.
We do. That's right.
You do make house calls.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. All right. Now, you know, jot this down in the, if you're driving, be careful, write it in the dust on your dashboard. 318-399-7400. And whether it's repairs, whether it's rentals, whether it's sales, I mean, the deal is they say, you know, we go, you know, and if once you come to Mobility City, you'll be going too.
That's right.
Well, I had a friend of mine, you know, I'm from New England, and I actually grew up with this guy on the radio. He did a lot of radio spots. He did a lot of commercials.
Right.
And so he's kind of the, I don't know if anyone's from Houston, the Mattress Mac.
Oh, sure.
So he would sell cars, but basically, so I know this guy, and he came up with a jingle. He said, if you think you can't go to Hooters, buy a scooter. If you think you're too old for Hooters, buy a scooter.
I love it. Mobility City, 1820 East 70th Street in Shreveport. We're with Jeff and Jordan and Daniel. We're learning all about them. We've got more to come. So don't go away. More strategies for living coming back here in Mobility City. Got to check this place out. Got to check this place out. Yeah. We'll be back in just a moment with more strategies. Stay with us.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here. With a twist in the tail, alligator, Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. Padres, bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, 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 strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan here with Jeff Giorgiura, Jordan Giorgiura, and Daniel Rentera. We're at Mobility City, 1820 East 70th Street in Shreveport. You got to come see what we now have in Shreveport. You know, there are needs. You need a lift. You need a ride. You need a fix. You need a hospital bed. You need a chair. It's all here. Come see. Come see what Jeff and Jordan and Daniel have brought into Shreveport. There's 50 plus locations all around the country of Mobility City, and now there's one right here in Shreveport. It's at 1820 East 70th Street. And thank you so much for bringing it here, Jeff.
It's like the planets and the moons aligned when you came out and kind of represented that strategies for living, and you thought, hey, you know what? There's a lot of strategies for living here at Mobility City.
There really is. There really is. So let's talk about let's talk about those, because there really are. Once we begin to lose some freedom. The freedom of movement,
which we
some,
take so for granted.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we don't take it for granted anymore when we see some of the
folks. I'm sure you don't.
We help. You know, and it's funny, the evolution of the conversation that we have. We'll start just by diagnosing kind of where it hurts conversation.
Yeah.
You have mobility. Where's your mobility limitations? Is it below the waist? Is it above the waist?
Right.
And then, you know, to what degree are you struggling with it? You know, a lot of folks will then start talking about their back surgeries or the foot surgeries and so forth.
Right.
And they'll come in thinking that, you know, we need a scooter.
Right.
For instance. And we want one that's lightweight and foldable with a 16-inch seat, but, you know, in reality, we're looking at 22 or 24-inch seat that you know, they'll feel comfortable in. So when they come in and have that preconceived notion of what they want, and then we start having that conversation, and it evolves to what they need.
Yes.
And that's a strategic conversation.
That's a strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes we have in our mind what we want or what we think we want, but it's not at all what we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the most common things we see is folks will come in wanting something foldable and light because, let's be honest, they're getting very lightweight right now. I mean, we were looking at 26 pounds.
Yeah, the technology is wonderful. Yeah.
But even 26 pounds is difficult for a lot of people to get into their cars.
Yeah.
So what I try to do is say, well, on that level, on that side of the spectrum, we have the very lightweight, foldable, easy to get in your car. But on the other side of the spectrum, where we take weight out of the consideration, and we say, well, have you tried this, where we would put a car lift on their truck or car, which would then pick the scooter up for them.
Right.
It's mechanized.
Right.
So now weight of the element doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So where they started coming in looking for a foldable 40-pound scooter, they end up deciding to go with a 200-pound big old Pride Victory or Golden Light Rider.
Yeah.
And
I might be dangerous. I might be dangerous in one of those.
Yeah, no, you're not allowed. Okay. I saw how you drive. Now Lauren can. You know, you scratch it, you own it, you know. But and then, you know, to see the light bulb come on.
Yeah.
And be like, you know what?
Yeah.
You're right. So that's the conversation we're having with some folks right now. We also do patient lifts. We do ramp systems and accessibility like that.
Right.
Just to see folks after they find a solution to what's holding them back.
Yeah.
And their lives improve. I underestimated the impact it would have.
I'm sure you did. Now, you also do rentals. So, I mean, you know, I think that's so important. Again, if you've got people coming in that have needs, or you yourself want to, it's a great way to try something out, isn't it, to do the rental thing?
Yeah. So we actually, a lot of folks that come in here, they get them for cruises.
Right.
So we have some lightweight folding ones that will be perfect for cruises.
Right.
We've been doing a lot of work with the casinos as well.
Live
margarita. We're delivering to the casinos once a week for folks to use. And what's cool about them is you can actually swivel the seat. So if you want to pull up to a slot machine, you just swivel that seat. You're right there.
Oh, wow. Talk about mobility.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, and then, you know, we have some conventions coming out. The Square Dance convention is a big one that we'll be doing soon. So it's a lot of diversity.
Our first ever rental, a lady called and she said, there is the National Square Dance Convention here in Shreveport.
Goodness.
Did you all know that
this.
Square Dances had... Yeah, they have a convention.
I did not know, but it makes sense.
This is the national. So she was my first ever. And we were like, well.
So she do-si-do'd right in here? Yeah?
Well, no. She called.
Right? Okay, she called.
Yeah, she didn't do-si-do. Yeah, we're going to meet her, though.
Okay.
And she said, well, I'm going to go ahead and tell your, you know, tell everyone at the convention that we can rent scooters now.
Oh.
So anyway, yeah. So the organizer of the convention, he was trying to plan to bus scooters in.
Yeah.
From out of town, which was, you know, so we're local. We have.
You can handle
and,
that.
We were able to save them money. And,
I love it.
Yeah, we're going to deliver to the convention center, and we've got the square dancers that are going to be, you know, scooting all around downtown.
Neat.
So it's going
to
be pretty cool.
You go to the homes, you go to assisted living facilities, you go to comfort homes. So, you know.
You know, one of the cool things we do also is they call them tune-up days. And, Daniel, I don't know if you want to talk about tune-up days, but those are pretty cool.
That's one of the more fun things. So one service that we offer is this thing called a tune-up day.
Right.
Now, what that entails is we'll go to a location, whether it's a retiring community, a home, something of that nature.
Right.
And we will offer a free service. You know, we'll even bring a treat like coffee and donuts. And what we'll do is we'll organize with the director of the facility, and we'll have everybody who has a wheelchair, a rollator, or something of that nature, if they want to tune up. That's what we're there for. Mm-hmm. And what we'll do is we'll spend a couple of hours chatting with everyone, seeing how their days are going, and basically giving them a little boost for the day. We'll tighten up their brakes. We'll tighten up their wheels. We'll make sure they're a little bit more comfortable.
That's fantastic. And, what a great service.
Yeah, I mean, basically we just get out there, sling a wrench, have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't believe, I mean, the rollators, the brakes get a little loose, you know.
Sure.
And
Everything needs a twist of a wrench or a screwdriver you know, to keep it tuned, you know.
Exactly. And it's such an easy way to make somebody's life just a little bit better, just to see them smile, to see somebody a little bit happier, more comfortable. It makes our day.
All right, folks, you've got to check this place out. 1820 East 70th Street in Shreveport. It's called Mobility City. They have really they've really spruced up the place.
And they've quickly become an integral part of our community.
Yeah,
and we're thankful for them.
Yeah, come see. I noticed the coffee pot is right in the showroom, so you come have a cup of coffee.
Check out the mural.
Ride
around a little bit.
Meet Jeff and Jordan and Daniel. You may have to coax Daniel out of the back because he's usually turning his wrenches back there and
covered in dust and grease,
doing his thing.
We don't like to let him out.
Glad you let him out today.
Glad they let you today, Daniel. So hey, folks, check this out: mobilitycity.com, Shreveport, Louisiana, Shreveport, LA, mobilitycity.com. Jeff Jargiura, Jordan Jargiura, Daniel Rentera. We're here at Mobility City, and we'll be back to wrap up our conversation here on Strategies for Living.
You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business,
Our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pentail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pentail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We're here at Mobility City, 1820 East 70th Street. We're here with Jeff Jarjura, Jordan Jarjura, Daniel Rentera. Jeff, and, you know, again, I've said thank you so much for what you're doing, what you've brought to the community. The problem that I have is there's so much to talk about. We need another 3 or 4 hours, but the producer is not letting us have it. So you got to promise to come back. What do you want to leave people with? What do you know? We've covered a lot of ground today. What do you want to leave us with?
I think just an expression of gratitude that we've received so much support from everyone, and I think people really have a desire for personalized service that's responsive. It doesn't take much. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Answering a call, returning a call promptly, having a good tone of voice, you know, and just making sure that people understand that they're a priority.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, that just returns to us, you know, sevenfold, I think, but an expression of gratitude more than anything. We've received a tremendous amount of support.
Well, thank you so much. And I can see why, because, I mean, I think people will, the minute you come in and see and experience the feel here at Mobility
City. Your care and compassion comes through loud
Absolutely, loud and clear.
I hope it radiates. Yeah.
So thank you for what you're doing, and we'll look forward to the next time.
Looking forward to that. Thank you so much.
Jeff Jarjura, Jordan Jarjura, Daniel Rentera. Check them out. Mobility City, 1820 East 70th Street in Shreveport. Check them out at Shreveport, LA, mobilitycity.com. Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. You know, we do this for you, and we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Jeff, for Jordan, for Daniel, for Lauren, I'm David. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.